B'tachin for Life, Shir number 116, Monday, Parshas Pinchas. We are talking about level 1 of B'tachin, that a person accepts his situation and says Gamzu L'Teiva. And the reason why it is only level 1 of B'tachin is because even if a person is in a terrible crisis, Rahman al-Islam, he has to realize that just like everything he has in his life and every breath that he takes comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference between making his heart beat and his lungs breathe than to saving him from this tsara that he's in. But in his mind, he can't picture how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. So he just throws up his hands and he says, Gamzu L'Teiva. It's a level of B'tachin, but it's a lower level of B'tachin. It doesn't demonstrate necessarily a high connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't demonstrate that we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. And again, the reason for that is because the person doesn't really want the situation to stay as is, even though he's saying Gamzu L'Teiva, but he would want to change it. He just can't find a way to change it, so therefore he gives up, and he throws up his hands, and he says Gamzu L'Teiva. Now the truth is, this doesn't only apply to a situation of a tzar, Rahman al-Islam. It applies to regular B'tachin, to a day-to-day life. A person wants to know, is he going to have parnasa? Is he going to have health? Are his children going to be good in school? All these things that people think about, a person can approach it also with a lower level of B'tachin and say, I don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, but I say Gamzu L'Teiva, and whatever Hashem does, I know it's good. Even though I want to have parnasa and I want to have health, but I don't know, I just say Gamzu L'Teiva. And again, that is a lower level of B'tachin, because if we just internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us billions of things every single second, then there's no reason in the world why we shouldn't assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us parnasa, he will give us health, he will give us nachas from our children, as long as we rely on him. So those are higher levels of B'tachin. But if a person doesn't think too much about the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for him and about the tevis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly doing for him, then he just throws up his hands and he says, my life is in the hands of Hashem, and whatever Hashem does is Gamzu L'Teiva. Whether it's in what we call maintenance B'tachin, which means for a day-to-day life, or for crisis B'tachin, Rahman al-Islam. If a person is going through a tzara, he also has to approach it with B'tachin, and this is the lower level to approach it, and to say, whatever Hashem does in the tzara, Rahman al-Islam, is the best thing for me. But our objective is to grow from that. Our objective is to realize that B'tachin does not stop there. B'tachin and our relationship with Hashem is a lot stronger than that. And just like we assume that we will be alive, Emir Tzashem, in the next 10 minutes, and just like we assume that our heart will still be beating in 10 minutes, then obviously we are relying on Hashem, because the one that makes our heart beat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like we rely on Him on things that we think we are in control of, because most of us think that we are going to be alive in 5 minutes, so too, we should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu on things that we don't necessarily think we are in control of, like our parnasa and our health in the future, so to speak. That is our objective in B'tachin, to apply and to realize that every single thing we have in our life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there is no reason to assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not continue giving us. These are the next levels in attaining true B'tachin.